妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们今天分享的内容就是马可福音一三章一到六节。
So today our preaching is coming from Mark chapter 3 verses 1 through 6.
我们开始之前一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们靠着我主耶稣基督的名，靠着他的宝血，一起来到你的面前。
We come before you in the precious blood and the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主，谢谢你为我们预备这个美好的主日。
So we thank you for giving us this Lord Day.
让我们弟兄姊妹能够发下一周的惭愧，能够全心的来敬拜你。
So the brothers and sisters can put down all these things that trouble them and come before you.
主，求你祝福我们今天的敬拜。
So please bless our worship together.
主，让每个来敬拜的弟兄姊妹朋友们能够得到从你那里来的福气。
Through our worship, that we may even get more from the blessings from you.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
So we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天的嗓有一些嘶哑，大家原谅。
So I have some trouble with my throat, so please forgive me. You want some water?
我们上一次分享了法利赛人在神所颁布的安息日律法之外，他们又添加了许多他们人为发明的规条。
So last time we talked about the Pharisees added many regulations in addition to the Lord's law on Sabbath.
其实他们表面上呢是为了更严格地遵守神的律法。
On the out surface, they were strictly following God's law.
然而却是适得其反，扭曲了神设立安息日的意义。
Unfortunately, they did the wrong, the opposite, and they kind of twisted the meaning of why God had Sabbath.
剥夺了神的子民在这日该享受的平安和喜乐。
So they actually robbed the people should have enjoyment and joy that God intended for them.
就像比喻中那个国王的儿子推倒了公园，员工在公园所加的那些围栏。
Just like the son of the king who destroyed all the trails that are in the garden.
那么主耶稣呢，作为神的儿子，废除了所有这些人为的规条。
So Jesus being the Son of God, he has abolished all those man-made rules.
那么恢复了那个公园本来的面目。
And restored the garden.
那么让神的子民呢，再次回到神所设立的这个公园，享受一切神的所赐的祝福。
So.God's people can once again return to the garden, enjoy what God has provided.
那么主耶稣呢，在最后还宣布了他是安息日的主。
At the very last, the Lord Jesus announced that He is the Lord of Sabbath.
那么告诉人们，安息日是为人设立的，不是人不是为安息日设立。
And told us that the Sabbath is ordained for men, but not men for the Sabbath.
也就是说，神设立安息日的本意是为了人的好处。
So in other words, the purpose of having the Sabbath is for people's good.
它并不是为了限制人的行为，让人觉得被束缚，没有自由。
It's not to limit people's liberty so that they cannot do things.
即使安息日律法了，表面上是让人在安息日停止做一些他在别的六日所做的一些事情。
Even though on the Sabbath, it does stop people doing some of the other things they would do in the regular days.
但是他的目的呢，是让人得着神在这个特定的日子为他的子民所预备的福乐。
So, but the whole purpose so that people can have the joy that God.Prepared for them on this day of the Lord.
所以他的目的呢，都是为了人的好处。
So the whole purpose is for the good of people.
而且在所有神所禁止的这些工作中呢，那些有助于神、荣耀神和认识神的、有助于帮助人的， 神从来没有禁止。
So even among those things that can help people, can glorify God, God has never prohibited.
神从来没有说因为这是安息日你们就 不要去做。
God never said, don't do this because it's Sabbath.
那么神在安息日呢并不是给一个人做事，并不是神在安息，神赐安息日，并不是一个做什么或者是不做什么的一个清单。
So to have a Sabbath is not we have a list of the do's and the don'ts.
那么他是要人把心卸上，用心灵诚实来敬拜他。
So he wants the people can come and worship him in truth and in spirit.
那么行神所喜悦的荣耀他自己的名。
So, to please God and glorify God's name.
那么就像弥迦书第六章六到八节所说。
Just like in Micah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8, 6 through 8.
我朝见耶和华在至高神面前跪拜，当献上什么呢？岂可献以色列的牛犊为燔祭吗？耶和华岂喜悦千切的公羊或万万的油禾吗？我岂可为我的罪过献我的长子吗？为心中的罪恶献我所生的吗？世人哪、啊、耶和华也指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，从谦卑的心与你的神同行。
With what shall I come before the Lord?And bow myself before God on high. Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with the calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, all men, what is good?And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?
然而法利赛人呢，完全扭曲了安息日的意义。
But the Pharisees completely twisted the meaning of Sabbath.
把安息日当作一个能做什么或者不能做什么的一个清单。
So it turned Sabbath to a list of the do's and the don'ts.
完全背离了安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的这一宗旨。
So it totally abolished the purpose that Sabbath is created for man, not man for Sabbath.
那么甚至呢，他们把一些善行也排除在安息日之外。
And they also prohibit people to do some good things.
然而神从未禁止人在安息日行善。
And God have never want to prohibit us to do good.
那么这就是我们今天要讲的主题。
So this is the theme of today.
我想分为三点来讲。
I'm going to speak to you in three points.
那么第一点就是第一节第二节，法利赛人的邪恶和他们的冷漠。
So the first is verses 1 and 2, the evil and the indifferences of the Pharisees.
那么第二点就是第三节到第五节，主耶稣的良善和他的公义。
So the second is verses 3 and 5, the goodness and righteousness of our Lord Jesus.
那么最后一点就是最后一节，那我们可以看到邪恶与良善的互不相容。
So the last is verse 6. We can see the incompatibility between good and evil.
我们先看第一节，第一到二节，法利赛人的邪恶和冷漠。
Evil and indifference of the Pharisees.
那么第一节、第二节这样讲，说耶稣又进了会堂，在那里有一个人枯干了一只手，众人窥探耶稣，在安息日医治不医治，意思是要控告耶稣。
Again, he entered the synagogue, and a man was there with a withered hand, and they watched Jesus to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him.
那么这里我们看到主耶稣一进会堂就看见一个人在他面前。
So here we see, as soon as he entered the synagogue, Jesus saw a person before him.
从这段经文的上下文，还有犹太人的习俗，我们可以判断。
From the context of this passage and also the custom of the Israelites, we can see it.
这个人所在的位置和他的姿势并不是随意的。
So this person sat the way he sat there and the place he chose to sit is not ordinary.
而是经过认真考虑之后去挑选的。
Must be after careful planning, he chose it.
或是他自己，或是别人想故意展示一件事情。
Either he himself or other people has a purpose to show something.
我这里加有几个原因。
There are several reasons.
第一，他在一个非常显眼的位置。
So he was in a very observable place.
他的姿势呢，甚至也是摆好的。
That his posture was prepared.
让人一看就知道他是一个有残疾的人。
So people can see right away he has difficulties.
第二，他本来是有手有残疾，腿没有问题。
He has difficulty with his arm, but not his legs.
然而他没有站着。
But he wasn't standing.
他或是坐在那里，或是躺在那里，但不是站在那里。
So he was either sitting there or lying down, but not standing up.
第三，按照犹太人的习俗，身体有残疾的人是不被鼓励进入会堂的。
So, the third, according to the custom of the Israelites, people has a handicap usually do not enter the synagogue.
那么因为安息日是圣日。
Because Sabbath is a holy day.
那么就像他们献祭，不把一些有残疾的祭物献给神。
So when they make offering, they do not offer things that are blameless.
但是即使是有一个有残疾的人进入会堂了，他也不会坐在如此显眼的一个位置。
So even though the handicapped people enter the synagogue, they won't sit in a prominent place.
那么他只会找一个不易被人发现的位置坐下。
So they will find a place not easily to be seen.
第四，那么这里的众人在原文中是他们。
And number four, the original meaning is they.
那么这是指那些我们前面所讲到的那些法利赛人。
So this means referring to those Pharisees we mentioned before.
那么他们在窥探主耶稣怎么来处理这件事情。
So they are just trying to spy on the Lord and see how he's going to do it.
那么很明显，他们这是早有预谋的，等候在那里。
So this is premeditated.
那么根据马太福音第十二章第十节，那么他们其中有一个人还在那故意问主耶稣，安息日治病可以不可以？
So according to Matthew chapter 12 verse 10, one of them even asked Jesus, is it okay to heal on Sabbath?
那么所有这些都告诉我们，这是法利赛人故意设的一个圈套。
So we can see.All of this telling us the Pharisees set a trap.
那么他们知道主耶稣他是信实的守安息日的。
So they know that Jesus is faithful and observes Sabbath.
那么他今天一定会来到会堂。
So he will come to the synagogue today.
那么此外，他们也是为了达到他们不可告人的目的。
Additionally, they want.Fulfill what they cannot show people their purposes.
那么不惜背离他们的良心和习俗。
So he was not following their conscience.
侮辱一个有残疾的人，毫无怜悯。
They have no mercy to a people with a handicap.
把他作为他们阴谋的一个工具。
So they use him as one of the tools for their crafty.
那么放在会堂中最显眼的位置
，so but put him in the most observable place，
让他摆好一个姿势，等候耶稣主耶稣进来
，put him into a posture waiting for Jesus to come in。
而他们设立这个圈套，也是因为他们知道主耶稣的品格和他的能力。
The reason they set this trap because they also know the character and the ability of Lord Jesus。
他们听过主耶稣的教训。
They have heard his teachings.
也见过他所行的许多神迹奇事。
They have also seen all the miracles he has performed.
他们也深知主耶稣怜悯之心。
They also know the heart of a mercy of the Lord.
他们知道主耶稣一定会医治那个可怜的人。
They know that Lord Jesus will heal this man.
那么因为他们知道主耶稣从来没有拒绝过任何有需要的人。
Because they know Jesus have never refused anyone in need.
他们其实就是要抓住主耶稣在安息日攻这个安息日治病这个把柄。
So they just want to catch this day on the Sabbath that Jesus will heal people.
来陷害主耶稣。
So to put the claims accuses Jesus.
那么其实这并不是他们第一次在控告耶稣。
This is not the first time they accused him.
我们还记得第一次他们是控告主耶稣的门徒，却是在安息日掐了麦穗。
Or because the first time they accused the disciples of Jesus that they ate the wheat kernel.
做了安息日，说他们做了安息日不该做的事情。
Because they did something they are not supposed to do on Sabbath.
想通过门徒的过犯来败坏主耶稣。
So they want to use the disciples' behavior and to trap Jesus.
那我们还记得主耶稣是用圣经中关于大卫吃陈设饼的事情来驳斥了他们。
So we can see how Jesus rebuked them. He uses in the Bible how David did it.
那么他们无言以对。
So they cannot have no response to that.
那么耶稣没有，那么那次呢，他们的阴谋没有得逞。
So at that time, they did not succeed.
那么他们控告主耶稣门，那么他们控告主的门徒犯安息日是没有得逞。
So they did not succeed in accusing disciples.
啊，他们又在这个安息日控告主耶稣自己犯了安息日。
So on this time, they want to accuse Jesus himself violated the Sabbath.
想要再次陷害主，为他们杀害他有把柄。
So once again, they want to find excuses to kill him.
我们可以看到他们邪恶的心，还有他们败坏之身。
So we can see the evilness of their behavior.
也就是说，他们这次阴谋更加邪恶。
So this time, their craft is even worse.
他们处心积虑地为主耶稣设了一个圈套。
They thought many ways to set up this trap.
让主耶稣没有任何机会可以逃脱。
So that Jesus cannot escape.
让主耶稣没有任何机会看不着那个可怜的人。
So they make sure there's no way he would not see this merciful person.
他们就是要使他在医治的时候被他们当场抓获。
So they just wanted to catch him when he was trying to heal this person.
所以他们邪恶和冷漠的心得到完全的暴露。
So they exposed their own evilness.
那么下面我们就看一下主耶稣是怎么样对付这些法利赛人的邪恶和他们的冷漠。
Let's see how did Jesus respond to their evilness.
我们看第二点，主耶稣他的善良、他的良善和公义。
So we look at the goodness and righteousness of Jesus. That's the second point of today's.
那么这就是第三节到第五节。
This is verse 3 to 5.
那么第三节说。耶稣对那枯干一只手的人说：“起来，站在当中。”又问众人说：“在安息日行善行恶、救命害命，哪样是可以的呢？”他们都不作声。那耶稣怒目周围看他们，忧愁他们的心刚硬，就对那人说：“伸出手来。”他把手一伸，手就复了原。
And he said to the man with the withered hand, "Come here." And he said to them.Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to kill? But they were silent, and he looked around at them with anger, grieved at their hardness of heart, and said to the man, Stretch out your hand. He stretched it out, and his hand was restored.
那么从这几节经文我们可以看到，当主耶稣看见他眼前那位可怜的人时，他没有绕开，也没有后退。
So now we see that Jesus saw what happened. He did not retreat, and he did not help him.
而是告诉他说：“起来， 站在当中。
He told him to stand up.
那么，如果耶稣是一个常普通的人，他不会这样做。
If Jesus is an ordinary person, he would not do this.
因为他不知道这个人能不能站，万一他不能站怎么办
？Because he does not know if this person can stand up.
那么主耶稣是让他在众人面前更加显眼。
So Jesus wanted to make him even more observable in the crowd.
他要在众人面前恩待这位身体有残疾的人，彰显神的荣耀。
So he want to bless this handicapped person in the crowd so that God's glory may be seen.
要让人们知道他不只是人，他也是全知全能的神。
So he want the people to know he not only is God, he's only the omniscient and omnipotent God.
那么他就是以色列人素来所盼望的基督弥赛亚。
So he is the Messiah that all the Jews been expecting.
然后主耶稣说，在安息日行善行恶救人害命，哪样是可以呢？
Then Jesus said, "It is lawful on the Sabbath to do good." Or to do harm.
他并没有直接问那个守苦干的人说：“你在这里干什么？或者你为什么在这里？”
So he did not directly ask that person, "Why are you here? What do you want to do?"
他也没有问周围的人：“我能不能医治这个病人？”
He did not ask the people, "Can I heal him?"
那么，主耶稣是在问他们守安息日的根本的一个道德原则。
So Jesus was asking them, "What is the basic purpose for Sabbath?"
也就是说，人当在安息的时候行善救命，还是应该行恶害命
？So in other words, should people do harm and kill, or to do good to heal?
其实耶稣基督也就没有正面回答他们的问题，而是间接的问了这一个问题。
So he did not directly answer them, but he asked them indirectly.
那么法利赛人呢，很快就意识到。
So the Pharisees quickly realized.
他们为主耶稣设立的圈套，现在反倒套在了他们自己的身上。
So the trap they set for Jesus fell on themselves.
那么其实我们想到，就像是以斯帖记中那个恶人哈曼，为异人莫迪改所做的木匠，反倒把自己挂了上去。
So we can see the same in the Esther, where the Haman that he set up for Mordecai, and he actually took the punishment himself.
那么主耶稣基督的问题的答案是非常明显的。
So the answer of Jesus is very clear.
因为行恶害命，任何时候都是不法的。
Because to do evil, to kill, is never lawful.
所以他们要回答的话，必须回答人应当在安息日行善救命。
So they can only answer if they want to that we ought to do good and to heal on Sabbath.
他们必须这样回答，因为不去行善就是行恶。
Because they have to answer this way. If they do not do good, they will do evil.
那么在力所能及的情形下，不去做救命救人的就是害命。
When you are capable, but you do not save people, do not heal people, then you are killing people.
那么其实这是基于一个怎样正确理解和解释律法的几个基本原则。
So here he provides a basic principle how to interpret the law.
如果神吩咐我们某一个项责任，我们不去行就是犯罪。
If God has given us certain responsibility, but we do not follow.That means we are committed sin.
就当被禁止。
So we shall be prohibited.
那么如果神禁止我们某一犯罪行为，
If God prohibits us to do any sinful behavior,
那么他就是在要求我们去完成与该罪相反的一些责任。
In other words, he's asking us to come to do the things that we ought to do, the kind of responsibilities we have.
让我们打个比方。
Let's give you an example.
那么律法告诉我们说，你们要孝敬父母。
So the law says honor your parents.
所以我们如果不敬重父母，所有的这些事情都是犯罪。
So if we do not honor our parents, all what we do are sinful.
那么律法告诉我们说，禁止淫乱。
So the The law told us not to commit adultery.
那么也就是说，律法同时在要求婚姻的圣洁和夫妻间彼此的忠诚。
So in the same way, the law is asking that this holiness of a marriage and the faithfulness among the couple.
那么主耶稣呢，在这里呢，是在告诉我们。
So Jesus here is telling us,
一个人平日能行的善举。不能因为在安息日就被禁止。
So your good deeds on an ordinary day cannot be prohibited on Sabbath.
那么也就是说，安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的。
So in other words, Sabbath is ordained for people, but not people for the Sabbath.
也就是说，神从来没有禁止人在安息日行善。
So God has never prohibited people to do good on Sabbath.
然而行恶不管在什么时候都是犯罪的。
But to do harm any time is sinful.
所以主耶稣从来没有因为是安息日而拒绝过任何一个来到他面前求医治的人。
So God, Jesus has never refused anyone who come to him for his healing on Sabbath.
他也从来没有因为是安息日就对他所碰到的情景视而不见。
So he has never not to do what he ought to do on Sabbath.
然而呢，这些自称守律法的法利赛人
，But those Pharisees they claim that follow the law.
他们明知安息日是圣日
，They know that and Sabbath is a holy day.
却设恶魔来陷害耶稣。
But they use a evil planning.
他们明知他们所行的是恶的，是害命的，但是不法的。
They knew that what they did was evil, was unlawful, is to harm people.
因此，他们对主耶稣的问题只能是哑口无言。
Therefore, they cannot answer Jesus' question.
虽然他们此时知道他们的不法，却他们却不承认他们的罪，更没有悔改的心。
Even though they know they're doing things wrong, but they do not confess their transgressions.
其实这呢，对于每一个神的儿女，都可能会也有这样的事情发生。
Actually, for all God's children, this could also happen to them.
那我们往往有些时候，我们犯了罪，我们虽然知道我们错了，但是我们就是不想去跟人去认罪，也不想来到神的面前认罪。
So even though we know we were wrong, we just do not want to confess before people or confess before God.
如果我们不认罪的话，我们根本谈不上悔改。
So if we do not confess, we can never repent.
所以我们真的是作为神的儿女，我们还是有罪性的在里边。
So being God's children, we still have our sinfulness.
我们每个神的儿女一定还会犯罪。
So all God's children will continue to sin.
但是让我们每个神的儿女能够常常能够知罪、认罪、悔改。
So that we should often know our sinfulness and confess and repent.
那我们再看第五节这里说，主耶稣怒目他们，而且因他们心里的刚硬的心而忧愁。
So at verse 5, Jesus looked around at them with anger and grieved a hardness of heart.
那么这是主耶稣良善与公义的表现。
This is what the goodness and righteousness of the Lord Jesus.
他怒目他们是因为他们心中充满恶毒，毫无良善。
He's angry at them because they are full of evilness in their heart.
而主耶稣他的本性就是良善。
But Jesus, he by nature is goodness.
就像诗篇136:1告诉我们，他们说：“你们要称谢耶和华，因为他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。”
It's just like Psalm 136:1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good; for His steadfast love endures forever."
那么，当良善跟邪恶相遇时，那么他的反应必然是公义的愤怒。
So if that goodness disappear, so obviously you're going to have the righteous anger.
而他公义的愤怒中又包含他的怜悯。
So in his righteous anger, there is mercy.
所以呢， 他对他们的心地刚硬感到忧愁。
Therefore, he is worried, feels sorrow for their hardness of heart.
所以这也是主耶稣对他们的怜悯。
So this is Jesus' mercy for them.
那么为什么耶稣说他们的心刚硬？
Why did Jesus say their heart are hard?
因为他们闭口不回答主耶稣的问题已经证明。
Because they refuse to answer Jesus' question.
他们承认他们所行的是不法的。
So they are confessing they're doing things that's unlawful.
然后他们明明知罪，他们不但不认罪悔改，还想要继续让他们的阴谋实现。
So if they know they're wrong, but they do not repent, they continue to wish to complete their evil plan.
等候耶稣基督医治那个一直手枯干的人。
And waiting for Jesus to heal that man with the withered arm.
他们看见这些发生，他们就好拿着把柄来控告耶稣，说他犯了安息日。
So they were just waiting to find the excuses to accuse Jesus.
可见他们的心是何等的刚硬。
So you can see how hard are their hearts.
那么主耶稣最后的举动，那么是良善与邪恶的征战呢，达到了极点。
So in Jesus we can see the goodness and the righteousness which is maximum.
那么双方都达到了自己的目的，从表面上看。
So if you look at the purpose, both sides reach their purpose.
那么主耶稣因他的良善和公义，他不能拒绝这一只手枯干的人的需要。
So because of Jesus' goodness and righteousness, he cannot refuse the need of this person.
他的手在众人面前复原。
So he restored his hand in the crowd.
那么法利赛人呢，因在他们的邪恶与冷漠。
For the Pharisees, because of their indifference and their evil.
他们不惜违反律法，抓到主耶稣在安息日医治病人的把柄。
So,they want to find the excuses of Jesus to heal people on Sabbath.
是他们的阴谋得逞。
So their evil plan can be fulfilled.
所以呢，其实在这里真正的安息日的破坏者并不是主耶稣。
So here we can see the one who destroyed Sabbath is not Jesus.
而是这些法利赛人。
But those are Pharisees.
他们在安息日行恶谋害主耶稣。
So they commit evil.And harm Jesus,
暴露了他们的假冒伪善
and expose their self-righteousness.
他们不但想阻挡耶稣行善，而且因他行善，他们还要除灭他。
Not only they want to stop Jesus do good, but because of his doing good, they want to harm him.
因此呢，他们既违背了第六条诫命，不可杀人。
So they have committed this number six law, which is do not commit murder.
也违背了第四条诫命，纪念安息日，守为圣日。
So they also violate the number four of the commandment, which is to keep Sabbath as holy day.
而严格的来讲呢，耶稣他甚至没有违背法利赛人自己的规条。
Strictly speaking, Jesus did not violate those Pharisees' rules.
因为他没有使用任何肢体的这些行为动作来医治那个人。
Because he did not use any action to heal this person.
他只是说了一句，伸出手来。
He only said, "Strike out your arm."
那个人的手就恢复原状。
The arm was restored.
因为他彻底暴露了法利赛人的假冒伪善。
Because he exposed his self-righteousness.Of those people.
所以他们就要想杀害他。
So they wanted to harm him.
那我们下面看第三点，邪恶与良善的不相容。
So we can see that the incompatibility between evil and good.
那么这就是最后一节，他说第六节，法利赛人出去同西律党的人商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。
So the Pharisees on verse 6, the Pharisees went out.And immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him.
那么在这里，希律一党的人，他是指那些支持大希律王朝的一个政治团体。
So the Herodians are those who are loyal to King Herod.
那么他们的主要组成就是组成也就是撒都盖人。
So most of them are Sadducees.
那么其实法利赛人和撒都盖人在信仰上本来是互相为敌的。
Well, actually, the Sadducees and the Pharisees have different beliefs.
因为法利赛人呢是相信复活。
Because the Pharisees believe in resurrection.
而撒都盖人认为没有复活的事。
And the Sadducees do not believe in resurrection.
然而他们有一个共同之处，就是他们都是恨主耶稣。
But they have one common between them. They both hate Jesus.
那么法利赛人恨耶稣，是因为耶稣基督揭露了他们假冒伪善。
Because Jesus has exposed their behavior being self-righteous.
而撒都盖而基律一党恨耶稣，是因为他们认为跟随耶稣的人越来越多，耶稣他的影响是越来越大。
The Sadducees and the Herodians.They are jealous of people. There are too many people following Jesus, and Jesus' influence is being bigger and bigger.
那么他们认为这样嘛，这样的话就会威胁他们的统治的地位。
So they feel being threatened by Jesus.
那我们从这里可以看到，法利赛人和撒都盖人密谋杀害耶稣的事，就是发生在主耶稣医治那个病人的片刻之后。
So we can here we see.They begin to start planning on destroying Jesus right after this person's arm was restored.
那么因为原文中有一个词叫立即这个词。
Because there is a word in the original meaning, it says immediately.
那么也就是说就是在那个安息日。
That means in that particular Sabbath.
那么主耶稣基督的敌人呢，就因为他在安息日行了善事。而想要杀他。
So on that day, the enemies of Jesus begin to plan to destroy him.
那么为什么他们要这样做？
Why do they want to do this?
其实根本原因就是邪恶与良善，他们不能和谐的共存。
So because basically, evil and goodness are incompatible, cannot coexist.
那么他们是不相容的，不能调和的。
So they are mutually intolerable.
那么这既体现了法利赛人的邪恶和残忍。
Now we can see the harshness and the evilness of the Pharisees.
也体现了他们的刚硬和无知。
And how stubborn they are, how ignorant they are.
他们知道自己正在行不法的事。
They knew they are doing unlawful things.
不但自己不停止去做，而且还要叫别人和他们一起去行。
Not only they don't stop doing it, they ask other people to do it with them.
虽然他们听过主耶稣基督的教训，
they have heard Jesus' teaching.
也见过他因他的恩慈和良善所行的各样神迹奇事。
They also seen that his goodness and performing miracles.
但是他们邪恶刚硬的心呢，丝毫没有改变。
But there's no change in their evilness, in their hardness.
而且变得更加邪恶刚硬。
And even worse,
以至于他们想要杀他。
To the point they want to kill him.
他们以为害了杀害了主耶稣，他们就得胜了。
They saw that if they can kill Jesus, they win.
然而他们却不知道这是神的救赎计划。
But they do not know this is the redemption plan of God.
主耶稣必须要经过他的死亡和胜过死亡来实现这一救赎计划。
So Jesus has to go through death.And overcome death to complete the plan of redemption.
然而这些邪恶的法利赛人，他们要为他们所行的这些恶行完全负责任。
So, but the Pharisee had to be completely responsible for their evil behavior.
那么从今天的信息中，通过一个安息日所发生的事。
Well, today, through the one thing that happened on Sabbath,
我们看到了法利赛人的邪恶、冷漠和他们刚硬残忍的心。
So we saw the evilness, the indifference, and the hardness of heart of the Pharisees.
我们也更看到我们主耶稣基督他的良善、公义和恩慈。
So we also see the mercifulness, the goodness, and the righteousness of our Lord Jesus.
那么对于我们神的儿女，我们应该思考一件问题，思考一个问题，就是我们当怎样来对待和使用神所设立和赐给我们的安息日。
So for children of God, we need to think about one question. How are we going to use the Sabbath that was given to us by God?
那么首先第一
The first.
主耶稣基督从主耶稣基督复活升天之前神的子民的安息日是七日中的第一日。
So before Jesus was resurrected,
第七日
has made that the Sabbath is the seventh day of the week.
也就是我们现在的周六。
That's Saturday.
而从主耶稣复活升天后到主耶稣基督再来神儿女的安息日就改变到七日的第一日。
So after Jesus' resurrection, before he comes again, the Sabbath is the first day of the week, which is a Sunday.
也就是我们现在的周日，这一日我们也叫主日。
This is the Lord's Day.
就像是今天，我们就是主日。
Just like today is the Lord's Day.
那么第二，我们把马可福音第二章二十三节到第三章六节和以赛亚书五十八章十三十四节，我们把它放在一起，我们就可以看到。
So for the second point, if we read Mark chapter 2 verses 23 and 28 and Isaiah 56, 13 and 14.
那么放的我们就会看到那些保护生命和促进我们灵舍利益的必要行动在主日都是合适的。
So we can see that those things that keep our life healthy and safe people, that should be done on Sabbath day.
那么那些保护和救助生命的人
those who keep and save lives,
比方那些像医生、士兵消防队员、警察、护士，还有药剂师。
For example, those are policemen, those are firefighters, those are doctors, those are nurses, and the pharmacists.
那么，如果在主日，因为被安排值班或者紧急调遣去工作，也是适合的，不是安息日没有禁止的。
So if they were scheduled to work, or if they were called by emergency to work on Sabbath, that would be fine.
那么但是我们一定要注意一点，就是神不是看我们在安息日做什么还不做什么。
So we need to understand one thing. God does not look at us what we do or what we don't do on Sabbath.
他是在看我们做什么与不做什么的动机。
He's looking the motive of what we do, what we don't do.
那么就是说神设立安息日是为了人的好处。
Because God set up Sabbath for people's good.
但是呢，对我们神的儿女来说，我们要知道，对基督就是主日的中心，什么时候都是神，不是我们自己。
So as Christians, we should know the center of a Sabbath is Christ, is not ourselves.
我们做一切都要服务于这个目的。
So everything we do on Sabbath, we should follow that rule.
所以我们可以问一下自己一些问题，看我们是不是是按圣经的教导来对待。还有来度过我们每一个安息日。
So we should examine ourselves and ask, are we spending Sabbath according to God's purpose?
那么第一个我想问就是，我是否是在主日前为主日做了一些预备的工作，好在主日我能够专心敬拜主。
So the first we ask, before Sabbath, have I prepared myself so that I can worship on Sabbath?
第二，当我们为自己或者为家庭或者为儿女，那么做安排一周的活动生活时，我们是不是考虑过主日是一个特别的日子？我应该是带着敬畏的神的心来安排所做的一切活动。
So the second, when you are planning for your activities, are you putting Sabbath at the center so you can use that day as worship, not to avoid doing other things?
第三，那么当我们来参加主日敬拜时，我们心中是充满了平安和喜乐，我们还是觉得这是一个负担。
So the third, when we come to worship on Sabbath, are we full of joy and peace, or we think this is such a burden?
那么最后一个我们要问的就是，我在主日，那我们在主日的时候呢，做各样，我们在主日的时候呢，是把主日对待作为一个做什么或者不做什么的一个清单，还是因为主日，那么是因为是主日，所以我们愿意暂停一些平日所做的一些事情。
So the number four point is, are we treating Sabbath as if we have a list of do's and don'ts, or we're willing not to do the things we normally would do, but to worship God?
那么，但愿这些问题呢，我们经过思考呢，能够帮助每一个神的儿女，能够让我们更好的、更有意义的来度过我们的每一个主日。
So I hope through this list of questions.That we can have a good and worship on Sabbath, every Sabbath day.
当我们用心灵诚实敬拜神时，当我们真正的在用敬畏神的心来度过安息日的时候，那么神一定会赐给我们意想不到的祝福。
So when we do worship in spirit and in truth, with God's purpose, God will bless us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你透过主你的话语，能够让我们明白主你的旨意。
Dear Father, we thank you to give us so many words that we could understand on Sabbath.
我们谢谢你，真的是设立安息日给你的儿女。
We thank you for ordaining the Sabbath for your children.
主，让我们真的是在不是以自己为中心，让我们生命能够是以主以神为中心。
So that we do not spend the day.As ourselves being the center, but God is the center.
主，就求主你把你的祝福跟你的旨意显明在每一个你的儿女心中。
May you send your blessing and your hearts into every heart of your children.
让我们每个安息日都怀着平安、喜乐、等候的心来敬拜你。
So on every Sabbath, we come with joy, with peace, and with hope.
让我们更认识主，更亲近主。
So that we know you more.We be closer to you.
让每个人能够更越来越像我主耶稣基督。
So that we can be more like our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.